The interest around discrimination at this year's May Day rallies are shared by many Muslims. They feel there are many misconceptions surrounding their religion. That's why at Pike Place Market last Saturday, youths opened up a safe place to talk about Islam and answer questions from the public. Radio actor producer Iman Muhammad has this audio postcard.
The sun is peeking through the clouds at Victor Steinbrück Park in downtown Seattle. I am at the first ever Islamophobia Awareness Day. It was created by a group of Muslim girls from Rainier Beach High School. They were motivated for this event by how Muslims are portrayed in the media. Nafisa Igal is a freshman at the University of Washington. She learned about the event through Facebook, so she decided to show up and support her Muslim sisters.
The people that you see on the news and in the media that are extreme, like, that's not really a part of Islam. Islam doesn't teach that. Islam teaches you to be a good person and teaches you to be peaceful, so I want you guys to take away that Islam is peaceful.
At this event, youth set up stations with information about Islam along with cupcakes and sambusas. At 1:30, a dozen girls stand in straight lines praying Salatul Dhuhr, the midday prayer. At the hijab station, Hannah Corpez is learning how to put the Muslim headscarf on.
So they've put a hijab on my head, and it's kind of interesting because I never really knew how the process worked or if you have to like do your hair in a certain way. It's really comfortable.
How do you feel?
Oh, I still feel like me. So, yeah, it doesn't really change you in any way.
Later that day, the youth post on Instagram saying the event was a success. They're speaking with mosques in Australia, London, Spain, and Holland in hopes of making this a global event next year. For Radioactive, this is Iman Muhammad.